Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you." He's telling them he will ascend to the Father. We're preparing for the Feast of the Ascension coming up as we reach the end of the Easter season. And we continue to unpack the mysteries of Easter in this fifth week of the season of Easter. And Jesus is concerned about the role of fear in his community. He knows that if one thing will undo his work, it will be our fear and fearfulness. If you were to glance over your life, I bet you would see a lot of times where you made major and minor decisions with the ingredients of fear in that moment. I know I have. And yet, it is a church without fear that explodes and expands and carries the faith to all people. Not a fearful church. Faith and fear are like oil and water. They don't really mix well together. Faith is strong when fear is diminished. The Acts of the Apostles, the way that Luke has shared with us the Acts of the Apostles, is revealing a church growing from fear to fearlessness. If you were to read the whole book, you would sit back and see what are the overriding themes. And look what you find. In the opening chapter of Acts, the apostles are huddled in the upper room for fear of the Jews. Fear overpowered the church. And then came the Holy Spirit. And they went exploding out into the world. And you get these amazing things happening. Peter knows if he walks through the temple, through the grounds at the temple, he's going to be arrested. Doesn't stop him. He runs right out in the middle of it and they start preaching. That's Pentecost. You see Stephen later on, one of the first seven deacons, who was hired and ordained to wait on tables and take care of the poor and do St. Vincent de Paul work in the parish. But he has a gift. He's a preacher. He's an awfully good preacher. Fear doesn't get in the way, and he gets stoned. And Paul's standing there collecting the cloaks. And then you see Paul chasing them down, and they're running from him. And Jesus himself comes along and knocks him down. Paul got knocked down a few times. And when he got up, he went into Damascus, blind. One of the brothers there baptized him. He gained his sight back, and he realized that he had to follow Jesus. And Paul becomes this brave, incredibly brave minister for the church. And in today's reading, he and Barnabas are out on their very first mission journey, and the people hear him proclaiming Jesus Christ, and they stone him. They don't only stone him, they think he's dead. And in those cities, you didn't leave a corpse inside the city walls. So they even drug him outside into the dump. And the brothers followed and prayed. And Paul gets back up, walks right back into the city, and keeps preaching. That's guts. But that is precisely what Jesus is telling us. Peace I leave you. My peace I give you. When you pray, when you do an examination, don't only look for sin, look for fear. See if you can find fear and ask Jesus to help you take that fear out. And then look out. Because doing something incredible for Jesus might be something as simple as crossing the street. You won't even realize it because you will be fearless and full of peace. Jesus wasn't just giving them a greeting. Peace! Peace! He was saying, don't be afraid. Get rid of your fear. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And when that happens, look out.